We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packers fans, and welcome back to another episode of the Daily Draft, brought to you by the good folks at Badger State Brewing, just minutes away from beautiful Lambeau Field right there in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm your host and the publisher of Packer Report, Ross Uglum. And today, we are talking about one of my very, very favorite prospects in this draft. Just a very fun watch. And not necessarily that I'm higher on him than consensus, because I don't know that that's necessarily the case. But he's such a fun watch. I enjoyed this study. And that is West Virginia center, Zach Frazier. Let's go right to the pros. Built in a lab to play center. I'm going to bring up his mock draftable here because it's kind of crazy. And what I mean by that is he has a very odd body type, a very odd body build. He has 20th percentile height, 32nd percentile arm length, even this is just for a center. So he's short for a center. He has short arms for a center, but 87th percentile weight and 99th percentile hand size. Enormous. 10 7/8 hands, like just Shaquille O'Neal size meat cleavers attached to the end of those short arms. And so that's why, you know, you talk about, ruining people in a phone booth, winning a fight in a phone booth. Zach Frazier, whoop your ass in a phone booth. He's just, man, he's fun. He's also strong as an ox, 88th percentile bench press, historically compared to other centers. And look, the bench is easy when you got short arms, but he is strong as an ox, and that shows up on film. And as I mentioned, that film is just an extremely fun watch. I had truly a joy watching Zach Frazier work. I just can't say it enough. I very much enjoyed watching his film. So despite a lack of length, as I get readjusted here, despite a lack of length, he doesn't get beat in pass pro. And even on in the interior, you're protecting stunts. You get different variations of quicker twitch interior rushes. You get sub rushers where guys that normally play a defensive end position reduce insides. Darius Smith did a ton of this, and he's pretty good still in those cases, despite, you know, what I said with the kind of goofy body type that he has. And that he allowed 5 sacks in 4 total seasons, and he played in all 4 seasons. He has snaps in all 4 seasons. And that part of it too, I think, is valuable and something that the Packers have valued in offensive linemen. And like when we'll discuss Amarius Mims and his complete and utter lack of college experience, not jiving with what the Packers have done historically at the position from a playing time perspective, and a multiple year starter perspective, Zach Frazier is very Packersy. We'll get into some reasons why he's maybe not, but from a playing perspective, like, he's not a super old prospect to have played as much football in a Power Five conference as he has. And so he's a very experienced prospect without being 24. And a lot of these linemen end up being old because they don't have the super high profile in college. Whether it's NIL or not, you will see, I think, maybe more than any other position. And it could just be my NDSU bias with Cody Mauch and with Cordell Volson being six-year guys and then, you know, getting drafted both in the first five rounds. But I do feel like the fifth and the sixth-year guys, offensive line is common. And Frazier's not. I believe he's a true senior. I think he's a four-year guy and has played a ton of football for a four-year guy. Quick out of his stance, he has an awesome first step, both in the pass and the run. He's twitched up more than he is really anything else athletically. And I do like, you know, how quick he is, in addition to just brute strength, which he has in spades, grapples onto people. A lot of guys were looking for holding calls, even though he was inside the framework of where he's supposed to be, because you just can't move. You know, when Zach Frazier gets hands on guys, it's incredible. And whether that's driving them in the run game, or, you know, you're trying to spin, or you're trying to swim, or you're trying to do whatever it is you're trying to do as an interior pass rusher, he just grabs onto you and you're done. It's over. You're not going anywhere. And that's those 11-inch hands and just strong as an ox. And that's, you know, again, it was fun trying to watch guys pass rush him because he just grabs them and that's it. And these are super duper athletes. I mean, the Big 12 has real serious interior pass rushers that are exciting. You know, Byron Murphy at Texas. Okay. Oklahoma has had guys. Logan Hall played at Houston during Zach Frazier's time in the Big 12. Like, there were really fun interior rushers during his time at West Virginia. And I'm not saying all of this is just that, but he only gave up five sacks and just grabs onto people, man. It is crazy. And he's got plenty of weight in the seat in his pants. So, you know, you can still bull rush a guy, maybe not get to the quarterback. You could still bull rush a guy if you can't disengage, right? There is value, even if you can't disengage and get to the quarterback and sack him or knock him down or deflect or whatever. There is value in simply pushing a center directly back into his quarterback, and that ain't happening with Zach Frazier either. He has weight in the seat of his pants. He does not allow the bull rush to succeed on a consistent basis. He has the sand in his shorts, if you will, to anchor in pass protection. And that shows up a ton on film. And I'm kind of waxing poetic about this kid. It's almost because I know it's probably not going to be in Green Bay. And I very much enjoyed watching his film. No athletic testing. So we don't know what we don't know. I think we just did it. You don't know what we don't know, but we don't know anything other than how big his hands are, how long his arms are, how tall he is, how much he weighs. That's what we know. And whatever that injury situation was or why he didn't work out, we just don't know what we don't know.
It's finally here. March Madness, one of the most exciting sports weeks of the year, and it's about to be made even better by combining it with the excitement of Prize Picks. Testing my skills on Prize Picks over the past year has been my favorite way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few quick taps. Prize Picks is really simple to play, and the best part is that you can make your entries in under 60 seconds. Prize Picks has quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, and that's what makes Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. March Madness is always fun, a ton of epic moments, buzzer beaters, and unparalleled drama. But this year, it's going to be even more epic than ever while using Prize Picks to bring that excitement to an entirely new level. This past week, I used Prize Picks to make selections on Victor Wembanyama, Lionel Messi, Connor Bedard, and the Badgers' Tyler Wall. There are so many options to choose from that you'll never run out of new ways to use Prize Picks. And the absolute best part is that you can download the app today and use code Packaday for a first deposit match up to $100. Just download the app and use code Packaday and receive a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Eating healthy can be a challenge. If you're anything like me, I'm trying to make 2024 my best year ever. I'm trying to eat right, maintain a high level of energy, and make the right choices for my own personal health. But as much as I want to make the right choices, running to the butcher or the high-end grocery stores every single day to get a fresh quality cut of meat just isn't feasible. Thankfully, that's where Good Chop comes in, and it has completely changed my life. I'm so thankful that I found Good Chop because now I can get 100% grass-fed meat like ribeyes, filet mignon, organic chicken breasts, pork tenderloin, and so much more delivered directly to my door. Last night, cooked up organic chicken breasts, made my famous chicken curry. Yes, that is a true story. It is to die for. You would love to try it. And the chicken was incredible. Fresh, tender, unbelievable flavor. The best part was that I didn't even have to go to the store to get it. And Good Chop's price per meal starts at just $3.74, and their boxes are fully customizable with delivery to your door on your schedule. So go to goodchop.com/packaday120 and use code packaday120 to get $120 off across your first four boxes. That's code packaday120 at goodchop.com/packaday120 for $120 off. goodchop.com/packaday120 using code packaday120. What are you waiting for?
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're getting into some cons. This applies both to the Green Bay Packers and the National Football League as a whole. He has zero positional flexibility, in my opinion. You're sure as hell not playing Zach Frazier at tackle. And I don't think you're playing Zach Frazier at guard either. Even guards need to have a little bit of length to deal more with the 5-tech and the 3-tech body types as pass rushers. Twists, stunts, etc. There's a reason like 6'3" guys with short arms have to play center. And here's a 6'3" guy with short arms. There's a reason Corey Linsley and Scott Wells, and we'll talk about those guys in a second. There's a reason Corey Linsley and Scott Wells didn't play any guard. They were centers. They're drafted as such, and that's part of the Packers fit aspect that we're going to have to talk about in a second. I think he might end up, if he does test, as an okay athlete and not a great one. And that's fine, especially at center, although center is often helping, climbing. So you do like an athletic center because a lot of times they're uncovered in pass pro or they're uncovered in even run blocking. So you like them to be able to move. You like them to be able to climb to the second level. You like to be able to help their guards, both in pass pro and the run game. So you like an athletic center. And I don't think he's a non-athlete. I just don't think he's going to be like Jackson Powers Johnson from an athletic standpoint. I think he's just going to be maybe like, I'd give him a 7 RAS off of film. Who the hell knows what it's going to be? Probably drugged down a little bit by his height. So maybe I'd give him a 6.5 projected relative athletic score. Me literally basically just talking, right? Just making stuff up. I don't think he's going to be a super athlete. And I do think, even though I said he did an okay job with it at West Virginia, projecting to the next level, you start reducing NFL caliber edge rushers inside, like a Za'Darius Smith, like a Myles Garrett is sometimes used to pick on people, like a Uche, like Nwosu, those type of guys, or the even frankly just like the rush linebackers that I've talked about. I think he might struggle with those guys. And frankly, picking up, you know, tackle end stunts where an end is, you know, wheeling around, he might miss. And the lack of length might be there. The okay athleticism might show up a little bit. But overall, I mean, more pros and cons, and you'll see that with my grade. I think he's a starting center in the NFL. Packers fit, probably not. Just going to go ahead and say that. Probably not. And I will admit, though, like full hand up, he's real Scott Wellsy. He's real Corey Linsley-y. He's a heck of a lot like both of those very good football players. But what I need you to do, and let me just make sure that I have this exactly correct, is think about when those guys were drafted. I think I know that Linsley was a round 5 guy. Yeah. Round 5, pick 161. I think Wells was even later than that. Round 7, pick 251. Guys, Zach Frazier is not lasting until those points in this draft. He's just not. So Green Bay will take a super center-y center, and they've identified them super well. Scott Wells played forever. Corey Linsley played forever. Awesome football players, for sure. You're not going to get Zach Frazier at that point in the draft when Green Bay starts to take non-versatile offensive linemen and say, well, we'll take a center. Think about the centers that they've taken. High. Tackle body types. Josh Myers was a five-star high school tackle and is a tall center in the NFL from Ohio State. And they think he can play guard. People think he can play guard. People have talked about moving Zach Tom to center and Myers to guard. People have talked about moving Elton Jenkins to center and Myers to guard. We've had those discussions. He is a five-star high school tackle that got moved inside at Ohio State, played center and guard, and is a versatile body type. The other center that they took super high is Elton Jenkins, who has literally played both left and right tackle for the Green Bay Packers. The short, squatty centers that are good, like the Linsley and the Wells, they took a round five and a round seven. And guys, Zach Frazier ain't going to be there. He ain't going to be there in round five and round seven. And that's why I view him as an unlikely Green Bay Packer, because they will take a Barton and have him play center way before they would take a Frazier and have him play center. They will take high a multiple position center way before they would take a short, squatty one, even if he's good. They could prove me wrong. They could take him at 41. I'd actually be kind of excited about that. But this show is about likelihood and me telling you what I think is going to happen. And what I think is going to happen is Green Bay is not probably drafting Zach Frazier. And as you might tell by the tone of this whole episode, that's a little bit sad because he's one of my favorite guys in this draft. I love watching him play. Short episode today. That's totally fine. Overall grade, he's got a late round two for me just because I don't think he can do anything but play center. And while I think he's going to be very good, I don't think he's going to be like Creed, who was picked like basically where I have Zach. You know, I don't know that he'll be Jason Kelce, who probably wasn't a super high pick either. I don't know that off the top of my head, but I don't think he was a super, super high pick. I just think he's in that like Creed Humphrey, Josh Myers, where they were actually drafted area. And that's because I don't think he can play guard or tackle. He's 56th overall for me, which is, again, right where like Creed and Josh went. And I like him better as a football player than a Green Bay Packer. I think he will do well for another team more likely than he will do well for the Green Bay Packers. Okay, that's it for today. You guys can follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter. I am at Ross Uglum. You guys, please buy the Green Bay Draft Guide. It is powered by Packer Report. You can get a 10% off discount code by using the word daily. That is D-A-I-L-Y, as in the daily draft. Come check out all of our awesome work over at Packer Report as well. That first month is a buck. It's a dollar. And if you like us, that's awesome. You can easily move it from a monthly to an annual, and the annual is much more inexpensive. Not much more. The annual is more inexpensive than the week or the monthly deal. But we would just appreciate that so much to come and buy the draft guide, come and check out everything that's cool that we've got going on, and do everything that you're supposed to do right here on the Packaday Podcast. Like, subscribe, click the bell, get the notifications, everything that you need to get the maximum amount of Packers content just pumped into your life on a daily basis. Have a great rest of your day, guys, and go Pack, go.